we there yet? People of God, are we there yet? Tonight in this moment, we sit in the darkness on the very precipice of all that matters, anxiously awaiting that moment when we can proclaim our hope, when we can pronounce our dream, when we can once again acknowledge with great fanfare the turning point of history, the event around which all human experience revolves. Nothing that came before and nothing that has happened since can ever be the same. And so, why would we delay any longer? Are we there yet? But wait. Let us linger just a little longer in this darkness, and let us reflect on the saving deeds of God's holy history that we have just heard told one more time. Let us find ourselves again in the midst of this history. Let us, as God's people, recall the arduous journey of our humanity. The journey that began in Eden with the promise of creation. The journey that took us far from God only to be cleansed through the waters of the flood and offered a new covenant. The journey that brought us to a mountaintop in the land of Moriah where God provided a lamb. The journey that found us on the brink of violent destruction before the seas parted and allowed us to pass unharmed. The journey that promised us that a joyous day would come when all God's people would be gathered home. And though our readings at this point in the evening do not take us beyond that promise, our journey nonetheless continues to this day. It is a journey that is marred with sin, violence, oppression, and evil, and it is our journey. It is a journey that has taken us from the fear-filled upper room in Jerusalem to shores throughout the Mediterranean, where we suffered and died, where the blood of martyrs soaked the public arenas throughout the empire. It is a journey that, as the political tide turned, took us to the very center of imperial power, where we became the chaplains of the empire, ultimately taking up the very swords that had been the means of our slaughter. It is a journey that saw us, as we grew comfortable with our newfound power and prestige, begin to divide and go to war with one another. That saw us kill one another in the name of he who refused the sword. It is a journey that, as we crossed great oceans, has seen us enslave and oppress those who look or live differently from us. And to justify that enslavement and oppression in the name of he who came to set the captives free. It is a journey that has too often found us lining up with Pharaoh's captains and chariots rather than with those seeking deliverance from slavery, poverty, and injustice of every ilk. It is a journey that has seen us and continues to see us put God's covenant to the test. It is a journey that, though we proclaim our hope in the one who seeks to reconcile all things, has seen us time and again place our trust in the forces of division, fear, and tyranny. So, beloved, Are we there yet? As we reflect on the journey, it would seem obvious that we are not there. That we are far from the dream that God has for his creation, that we are still wandering in the desert, nowhere near the promised land. But as is often the case with God, what is obvious is not what is. Though we have often squandered our gifts, denied our Lord, and joined in the shouts of the angry crowd, though left to our own devices, we would never get there. The glorious good news that we proclaim tonight is yes, we are there. Despite our broken, bruised, and blood-stained hands, we are gathered here together to worship a God who loves us, who meets us, who embraces us despite all of the evil that we have done in his name. We come here together to gather the outcast, to mend the broken, heal the bruised, cleanse the bloodstained, and in doing all of this, to proclaim the truth that has set us free. The truth that spoke creation into being. The truth that spanned a rainbow across the muddy sediment. The truth that scattered the sea. The truth that offered up a lamb in place of a people. Though it may seem like we are far from the dream that God intends for creation, the reality is that God's kingdom surrounds us tonight. For we are there. And in a moment, we will remember what has been done on this night for almost 2,000 years. And we will pray for those who are this very night all over the world being received as our brothers and sisters, to be our friends and companions along the journey. Those who are being initiated by water and the Holy Spirit into Christ's body, the church. And we will gather around this font, bless this water, remember our baptismal vows and recall our own baptisms as blessed water falls against our faces. And then, with the water still fresh against our foreheads, we will hear the proclamation of a truth that is the truth upon which all hope and history stand. And with it, a beautiful word that we have not heard or said for 40 days. And as our eyes adjust to the fading darkness and our ears fill with the joyous sound of ringing bells, may hunger swell within each of us for the great holy feast that will be prepared